The TCEQ has traditionally overseen how much air pollution a Texas company can emit. But since May, the EPA has told three Texas companies to reapply for their air quality permits directly to the EPA, bypassing the TCEQ. The agency says Texas's flexible air quality permitting system, which allows companies to average out their pollution over multiple facilities, is flawed. Steve Hagel directs the Air Permits Division at TCEQ. He says the agency has tightened up its permitting and hopes the new rules will help.
Well, I can't speak for them, but we believe that the changes that we made the rule much clearer that EPA should be able to approve it under the Federal Clean Air Act.
EPA Regional Director Al Amenderes was unavailable for an interview today, but earlier this week, the Houston Chronicle quoted him as saying he's not interested in helping the state come up with a new version of a program the EPA thinks goes against federal law, which is why the EPA has asked the Texas companies to reapply for permits that follow the federal language. Steve Minnick is with the Texas Association of Business. He says any companies caught in the middle of this federal-state battle won't fare well.
Those companies are not going to be making hiring decisions right now. They're not going to bring more people on board. They're not going to expand and grow their businesses. They're not going to put in new production processes. They're not going to put in new product lines.
For now, the EPA is likely to take over the permitting for around 40 of the state's largest polluters. Again, TCEQ's Steve Hagel.
I don't expect that we'll hear back from them. I think they will probably publish a final disapproval of the existing rules.
The state of Texas is trying to block the EPA permitting takeovers. This week, Attorney General Greg Abbott filed a petition with the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals asking it to review the EPA's actions. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.